This August, CCFM invites you to the Harvest Table.
Just like a table that expands to make room for more guests, we have prepared a table for women to share their stories of joy, victory, and hope.
So grab a seat at the table every Saturday from 4 to 6, live on CCFM 107.5.
This table is set and there's a place just for you. This is your harvest season.
Hi, this is Naomi Clarkson, better known as Sunshine. Not your Wednesday edition of Time to Decide, but this is Saturday afternoon with Harvest Table, where we have a space for you at this table. It is week 3 and we are presenting on I Am Enough. My question to you, what does these 3 words mean to you? Welcome back. What an amazing song, and I trust that you enjoyed it as much as I did. Well, a couple of months ago when this was dropped in my spirit, man, I am enough. Actually, hashtag I am enough. I said to my husband, we need to do this for a women's high tea with Mother's Day. And he said, no. He said, this is what I see. I see a women's conference. And little did I know what those 3 words would mean to countless of women from all ages. And this is the amazing thing, is that when I think of I am enough, I am a woman. I have gone through so much hurt, so much betrayal, so much stuff, you know, where I competed without me even knowing with other people, where I compared myself with others, where I sometimes didn't even want to speak, even though I knew I had something to say, even though I knew I had something to bring to the table, but I wouldn't speak up because I was either too embarrassed or too shy or too introverted. But I clearly heard that day, hashtag I am enough. And today is about that, where I want women to realize that with all of their shortcomings, with all of your flaws, let me be very real, with all of your flaws, with all of your shortcomings, even if your husband divorced you and left you for a younger woman, even if you were fired at a job, even if you are, whatever the situation, I want you to know that you are enough. God created you in His image, and He is perfect, lacking nothing. So I want you to look at yourself, you know, pat yourself on the shoulder and say, I am enough. Oh, what an amazing song. I just love the music today. And so what we have on the program today are a few of the ladies who attended the I Am Enough Women's Conference on Friday, the 9th of August. We went all the way to Caledon Hotel and Spa. And this was one of the things that I heard in my spirit, man, is take these women and men, but take these people to places where they would not ordinarily go, or maybe could afford on their own, or would even dream of. And so I have a big vision. It scared me, oh my word, but we did it. We took 184 delegates on 7 buses. We left here, oh my word, this was crazy. We left here at 6 o'clock in the morning, yes. And then we arrived there at 8 o'clock. People arrived there. Then we had a whole day of activities, the conference. We had brunch at the Caledon Hotel and Spa. And then we enjoyed the afternoon in the mineral baths. This was just something that I felt led to do. And the women came from all walks of life, different ages. I had a 12-year-old there. My daughter's 12. Our daughter's 12. We had 70-something women from all walks of life. And on this program today, we have a few of them that's going to share their testimonies and how this impacted them. So I invite you to a seat at the table while we will just sit and listen to their testimonies. Enjoy. Our first lady who's going to share, our first guest, she's all the way from Port Elizabeth, and every week without fail, she will send messages, and every week without fail, we will acknowledge her sending a message. Lady P is in the house. She came to the conference, but she's also here for some other business. But yeah, how are you? So nice to have you.
Good evening, Pastor Naomi. I'm good by the grace of God.
Amen.
And I would like to greet everybody of Port Elizabeth and my friends and family abroad who are listening in, making the sacrifice to listen.
I look at you and I just see the grace of God, the fact that you are sitting here in the studio. On the other side of the studio, we have Jade, and you look at your granddaughter, she's just waving the royal wave, your precious, precious granddaughter, and then you have your very good friend Debbie, yeah. So they're here as your moral support.
Yes, that's for sure. Gemma is my entire life, Pastor Naomi.
And to think that a couple of years ago when all of that happened, you couldn't see the way forward, but today,
yes,
she's your life.
Absolutely.
Gemma is the granddaughter. Oh my gosh. So Lady P, you were born here in Cape Town or?
No, I was born in Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
Strictly Port Elizabeth, known as Gqeberha now.
Okay.
I was born in 1972, the 2nd of March.
Okay.
I relocated to Cape Town. I studied, relocated. I worked with a private healthcare company, actually hospital. God has been good.
Yes.
I can't explain how good it's been to me, Pastor Naomi.
Mm.
All what I can say in Afrikaans, the Here is the Here.
Yes.
And I is op die troon, Pastor Naomi.
Yes. Yes.
This past plus minus 8 years,
mm-hmm.
It was a bit rocky in my life. And if I say rocky, Pastor Naomi, health-wise, my daughter, Pastor Naomi, weet mos die tyd tree so nou en dan in. Van hy intree, dan tree hy baie keer sommer in soos 'n storm. Comes like a flood. My daughter fell pregnant on high school when we were still staying in Oostersee Apparel. And being a single parent and being divorced for so many years, it hasn't been easy, Pastor Naomi. I've been a single parent.
Sure.
I tried to give my one and only daughter everything I could give as a single parent. And the break came the day I arrived at home from work. I was still working for a case manager at the hospital. I got home. I couldn't find my daughter. My daughter was just gone. No notes, no nothing. Checked the cupboards, checked everything. Some clothes was missing. I couldn't get hold of my daughter. Her phone was off. I went to my neighbor. My neighbors came together. We rode to the police station in Paro. They said to us, we can't report her missing because it's not 48 hours as yet.
Sure.
And everything that the devil told me that day, Pastor Naomi.
Sure.
My daughter is miskien dood. Maybe she's here, she's there. And my neighbor said to me, come, Praline, let's all get together. And we're going to ride. And we went to Kals River. Sure. We even went to some mortuaries, Pastor Naomi.
Oh, my word. That's any parent's worst nightmare.
Oh, yes. Indeed. We looked all over for Jade. We couldn't get her. Days went past, 1 week, 2 week. I had to just put myself together. Being a case manager in a hospital is a very responsible job, Pastor Naomi.
Mm.
We drive the finance of the hospital.
Okay.
It's a very, very high profile job.
Mm.
And when I come into the office, I could just say good morning, everybody. And what would I now say?
So they were not even aware what was happening
no,
at home?
No, Pastor Naomi.
You kept it together?
I just kept it together. Not even my family knew at
oh,
that
my word.
Specific moment. I could just keep it together, Pastor Naomi.
You say 1 week went past, you didn't hear from her, you didn't know where she was. 2 weeks went past, still nothing.
Still nothing, Pastor Naomi. On the third week, a porter in our hospital where I worked came to me and he said he saw Jade. He saw her at a shopping mall. in Vanguard, and they know where Jade, he knows the location where Jade is.
Sure.
The evening, my opposite neighbor took me there because she is from the certain area in Cape Town, born and bred. She took me there. We went to the house, but they probably hid her.
Oh, man.
I went home, Pastor Naomi.
Sure.
Empty, empty, to my apartment in Paro. And that night, I just said, it's only but God.
Sure.
God, tonight, I'm leaving everything in your hands. That is the only thing I could depend on, just God.
Yes. And as a single mother, you've got a daughter. Not knowing where she is, not knowing where... Well, at that time, you knew which house at least. But prior to that, not knowing if she's okay.
Precisely, Pastor.
Is she eating well? Yes. Is she sleeping in a safe space? Didn't know.
Absolutely.
And your only child.
And eventually, a person came to me. He gave me a phone number. I called the number. I got to a family member. They just said, no, Jade, it's okay. Jade, I don't want to come home. I said, it's fine.
Sure.
And that day I realized, Pastor Naomi, now I need to go in prayer. Ek het gebid, Pastor Naomi. Like I prayed when my dad was very ill. That war in prayer, Pastor Naomi.
Sure.
Jy voel het uit jou binneste uit soos jy bid. En ek sê, Here, ek bid vir die verwarring. Daar moet moeilikheid kom in die huis, Here. My kind moet self huis toe kom. Ek vra vir die Here, my kind moet self huis toe kom. And as I was sitting in the office a few days when boss, a number called me. And as you know, Pastor Naomi, sometimes you don't pick up numbers that you don't know.
Yes, yes.
But I just said to my colleagues, can you please excuse me? I just went to the ladies. I picked up this call. It was cut. I tried calling back. This number was just unavailable. And all of a sudden, this number called me again. And she said, Mommy, can you send me an Uber? I want to come home.
Mighty God. How long after that she left was that call
the
made?
The first time it was almost a month past.
Sure.
She said, Mommy, can you send me an Uber? And Pastor Naomi, to come clink and give you eight by a string over us that I almost said, you went, you need to come back. But at that moment, God spoke to me.
In that moment, yes.
Pastor Naomi, I went to my patient services manager. I said, do I have an emergency, Pastor? I need to go. And she said, Belinda, I'm not going to ask. I can see you in a state.
Yes.
You can go. I will clock you out. Go. And I went to meet her on a certain place, Pastor Naomi.
Wow. So you drove yourself. You didn't send an Uber. You went to pick
I went
her up.
With an Uber.
Oh, with an Uber.
Yes.
Okay.
I got my child, Pastor Naomi.
Sure.
She came home. Dinge was nie lekker by die huis, Pastor Naomi. And 1 week, 2 weeks went past. And then Jade broke the news to tell me she's pregnant, Pastor Naomi. Dit was nie die genade van die Here.
Wow.
It was a bitter pregnancy, ups and downs, Pastor Naomi.
Wow.
Little Gemma was born. 8 days. She became so sick, Pastor Naomi.
The baby.
Yes, Gemma Lee, my granddaughter. I called my PSM. She said to me, I mustn't take her to Netcare. I must divert her straight to Red Cross. When we got to Red Cross, I said, I'm a medical aid patient. They said, no, I still need to go through the triage, blah, blah, blah. I know I needed to go through all this. The doctor ran out and he said, the child is very sick.
Oh,
they
my
gave
word.
Her 8 days past and Naomi, 8 days old.
Sure.
Yeah. They gave Gemma a lumbar puncture.
Oh, my word.
She had septicemia in her bloodstream.
Sure.
She was admitted the 28th of December, 2017. She only came out of Red Cross on the 14th of March.
Oh, my word.
2018. On one specific moment, Pastor, while she was still in hospital, we were sitting in the waiting room. We made ourselves coffee.
Mm.
There was this boiler, and I looked around, and all these doctors was just running past. And I said, "Yana Jade, I wonder which baby is it now?" But on second thought, I just left my coffee, and I went running. And when I ran, and they just pushed me back, and they resus Gemma again.
Oh, my word.
It was code blue, and they resus my granddaughter again.
Sure.
The next morning, the doctor said, "I need to see him in a consultation room."
Oh, my gosh.
I said, "Doctor, why must I see you?" He said, "Ma'am, you know you need to see me because your granddaughter is very sick, and I don't think she's going to make it." She was on pipes, Pastor Naomi, needles. She was so tiny, and she was also born a bit underweight. And all I could tell that doctor, my Redeemer loves.
Mighty God.
Tikkan gaan nie uitkom. The child is going to come out, yeah. I'm telling you, doctor, it's not the end. You're not going to put off that life support. God will decide on that. I went down to the prayer room, Pastor Naomi. I found this lady there in the prayer room, and she asked me, "Ma, what is fout?" And I said, "Ek is overbletterd."
Sure.
My kleinkind is hier bo in ICU. Die dokter het my nou ingeroep op consultation. Hy sê vir my, hy nodig die ventilator af te sit. And she said, "Nee ma, ons gaan nou bid." And she was praying. And she was praying. And she was praying in tongues, Pastor Naomi. And I could not pray in tongues up until today. I still can't pray in tongues. And she said to me, "Wipe your tears. Wipe up your trane, mevrou."
Yeah.
And gaan kyk, mevrou. And when I came there to ICU, to gaan die machine net poop, 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 poop.
Almighty God.
Such good signs. No discharge signs of death, Pastor. It was 3 months of, I can say, like almost hell.
Sure.
In my life. But God carried me through.
Praise
Boston.
God. Praise God.
He pushed me forward.
Mm.
And in that very same time, I was also diagnosed with illness.
Sure.
And God have also carried me through. Boston,
praise
Naomi.
God. Praise God.
And with all the uphills and downhills of life.
Mm.
Here is my grandchild.
Oh, and she is so beautiful. I wish you can see it. We were going to do this whole thing live on StreamYard, but I wish you can see it. What I am going to do later on is take a picture of this beautiful family, and we're going to post them on Facebook just so that people can see the testimony. You are alive to tell the story, and
Amen.
We give all glory to God.
Yes.
So at that time, you were diagnosed with a life-threatening illness on top of everything that
on
you were going through.
On top of everything, Pastor Naomi. What my
they say when it rains, it pours.
It pours. What my grandchild, Pastor Naomi. And Jade returned a bit to PE, Pastor Naomi. And there, the devil just put out his wings again. And she met a guy that wasn't good, Pastor Naomi. She went through a very difficult point in that time, almost like a point of rejection because of a disappointment with her daughter's father. And at that moment, she wasn't a strong child, Pastor Naomi. I actually even had to bring in a social worker.
Okay.
We got to a point that Jade almost lost Gemma.
Wow.
Because the social worker went to see where she is with the guy she was dating, and it wasn't conducive. But the Yara was the Yara.
Amen.
The Yara is the Yara, Pastor Naomi, is a God of turnaround.
Yes. Yes.
And I always believe having a praying mother.
Yes.
yes. can change so much things
Amen
in your life.
To that.
You know, lots of people condemn me, condemn my daughter, Pastor Naomi. You know, people like to scandal. People like to judge. They like to throw stones.
Mm.
People told me, leave your daughter. She's groot. She's big. Let she just go. Pastor Naomi is my one and only daughter. How can I feed my daughter for the wolves again, Pastor Naomi? She came from and when she sidetracked again.
Yes.
But you know, Pastor Naomi, then I got infected with the coronavirus.
Oh my, on top of everything that you've gone through.
Pastor Naomi, it was enough with you.
Sure.
And because of my underlying illness, I had severe coronavirus.
Oh my word.
I was on a ventilator.
Sure.
We were all diverted. You remember when the hospitals were so full?
Yes.
We were diverted after all this being in high care, ICU,
right.
going to the general wards, staying in isolation. We went to Brackengate.
Yes.
And I asked this paramedic, but where am I going to now? Ek het mos 'n medical aid ek wil nie bly. He said to me, no, coronavirus het almal gelyk gemaak. Whether you have medical aid or not,
sure.
everybody's being diverted from this side where I was to Brackengate. Pastor Naomi, daar het ek deur die dood gegaan.
Oh my gosh.
My voet was in die graf. Maar ek het net gauw anker.
Sure.
I was thinking the day the doctor said he's going to put off the ventilator for my grandchild. Hoe kan ek dan nou opgee? You know, Pastor Naomi, if it wasn't for Gemma, I don't think I would have been on this earth still.
Wow.
God has blessed Gemma Lee.
Yes.
On this earth for a reason.
Yes.
She carried me through, Pastor Naomi,
through
all my trials and tribulations. And I fought for my granddaughter.
Mm.
At night, Pastor Naomi, when you open your eyes, you'll just hear the people is coming in with the white suits.
Wow.
When you wake up in the morning, 5 o'clock to wash, this one is passed away, that one is rolled out, that one went maybe back to the general hospital, Pastor Naomi. And so we had it gegaan and gegaan and gegaan. And, you know, I was alone there, Pastor.
Sure.
And from there, they asked me, where do I want to go isolate? Do I want to go home? I said at that time, no, I'm going to Old Mutual. I'm going to go isolate in Old Mutual because I wanted to be between people.
Okay.
Because I felt at the lowest point in my life at that time, Boston
Army.
Oh,
my word.
And there is where I met a very, very special friend, so dear to my heart. Her husband is also a pastor.
Okay.
And she journeyed with me.
Mm.
And you know, every day I would tell her, oh, somebody's coming to call, like Pastor Naomi or Mrs. This or Mrs. That. Nobody's calling for me because I'm laying in isolation. And she said, don't worry. When I go home, I'm going to come.
Yeah.
2 days went past, and yeah, on the intercom I just heard, Praline, would you report to the window? Here is iemand for you.
Oh my word.
Here is a besoeker for you.
You received a visitor.
I never ever thought anybody would call my name, Pastor Naomi.
Oh my word.
And then there, Sister Rowena.
It's the little things that count,
yes.
Eh, those little things.
Sister Rowena was there. She said, ek het vir jou gesê, gaan terugkom vir jou.
Yeah.
Because at that time, myself and her husband was not discharged yet. She was discharged before us. And she came back. She brought me a goodie bag with everything I needed, Pastor Naomi. And then she became like a family to me, Pastor Naomi. And I would just like to thank her tonight.
Yes, yes.
On this airwaves for the anchor that she has been.
Wonderful.
In my life. And also, Pastor Wilbur, never stop doing the good that you are doing. And thank you so much for each and every time you journeyed with me up until now. In all my ups and downs, you've been there unconditionally.
Wonderful.
Pastor Naomi, I can just say tonight, I'm so privileged sitting here. And Pastor Sunshine, I had baie lank gewag to meet you face to face. And I think it was enough. Our conference was enough. To embrace you, Pastor. Aww. It was like just this one, Naomi Clausen, I wanted to meet in my life, and God made it possible.
Aww.
And thank you so much for your journey, Pastor.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. And never stop doing good.
Praise
and
God.
Proclaiming this station, Pastor Naomi. And, you know, I salute you sincerely. And I'm so proud of you. It hasn't been easy, this conference. I know there's always a lot of ups and downs when you are planning big things, Pastor Naomi.
Mm.
And you went big.
Jesus.
And God bless you. You gave people, like a few years ago, I took one of my neighbors to Table Mountain, and he said, they used to call me Auntie P. Auntie P, you know, I stay in Cape Town. I'm born and bred. Ik was nog nooit Table Mountain toe nie.
Ja.
And I said, okay, vandag wat ik jou Table
wow.
Mountain toe. And it's like, Pastor, you
sure.
took the people to Caledon Spa. Maybe there was ladies that never had that privilege, you know, to go to places like that. But Pastor Sunshine, jy het hulle geneem.
Praise God.
And I'm very privileged I could meet Prophet.
Yes.
It was so amazing meeting Prophet Julian Clausen. Ek voel, soos Prophet gesê het, locally, internationally. And this conference was moving. It was life-changing.
Praise God.
And
praise God.
Pastor Naomi, I'm lost in words saying how well you're done with this conference.
Jesus.
And may God take you, Pastor Naomi, from strength to strength.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Naomi.
I want to thank you. You are here for some other business, but you also made a decision to attend the conference. And I want to thank you, together with Jade, your daughter, who
yes.
you love very much. And you shared a bit of her journey.
Yes.
But if I look at her, I see the goodness of God. I see the grace of God. What the devil meant to bring destruction, what he intended for evil, what he intended for a downfall in her life, God in his supernatural form turned it around in his favor. And look, what he intended to bring you down was the very thing that carried you through. Any child only brings joy. And
Amen.
I know that at the time when you heard that your daughter was pregnant, you were devastated. You had all sorts
yes.
of emotions. But look at God. Look at your relationship with this child.
Amen.
When you were close to giving up, you remember that there is a little girl who pushed through and who didn't give up when she nearly lost her life. And that inspired you. So all glory to God.
Amen, Pastor. Naomi.
All honor to him. And so thank you. One of our listeners, faithful listener, is in Spain at the moment. And he sent this message. He says, "Sjoe, my heart breek vir wat hier die dierbare moeder moes deurmaak. Haar geloof so sterk in God het haar die oorwinning gegee. Dierbare sister, mag God u seën vir wat u deur gebed en geloof in God vermag het." Granville Michaels, an international artist, is working there for 6 months and he's encouraging you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
So keep going. Keep
Thank
going.
You. Thank you, Pastor Naomi.
You are welcome. We're going to play this song that Gemma Lee requested. She loves the song, Stand Fast.
Yes.
So I'm dedicating this one to you, Gemma. Oh, and Mama Jade is getting more excited on that side. Debbie, this one is for you as well. Look at Gemma's face. Ailey, I see the picture that you sent of your daughter, Peyton, and Gemma. If you'd like to participate in the program, you just simply need to send us a WhatsApp message to 061-798-1075. That number again, 061-798-1075. Kom ek sê dit in Afrikaans. 061-798-1075. Gemma, this song is for you. And in the studio, I have the couple that was interviewed also. And I'm about to call one of our other ladies, but I will do that in just a short while. One of the ladies that is sharing her testimony couldn't be here tonight, but Lady Carlin Hebner is in the studio and she's going to read this testimony from Lady NP. Lady NP.
Greetings, everyone. So Lady NP said, a family member mentioned it on a family reunion, and me being me, I'm always open to new adventures and exploring things or attending things I find interesting and that will help my overall growth, be it physical, mental, or spiritual. I'm writing this testimony as someone who is currently on a healing journey. As I provide a summary, I would like to give it a more raw and detailed one. As I'm on a self-discovering healing journey, I believe attending the Women's Day conference was no coincidence, but God placed it on my path. Background: 8 months ago, I was officially released from a 12-year relationship. I use the word released because I have been praying and wanting to leave for over 2 years, and I don't know what it truly was, but I felt so stuck in it. The relationship became toxic over the years and I lost myself without showing too much. My inner circle knew my struggles. However, I'm a person with a daily smile and love, laughter, and always making everyone smile and laugh. I eventually started to pray more a year ago. I started to believe more in my prayers a year ago. And come December 2023, the person decided to officially let go. December 2023 was truly a new start with answered prayers for me. I officially moved into my first home or flat alone with my daughter. And the week after that, I was officially rid of a relationship which had broken me down emotionally more than anything ever has. This was truly a season of answered prayers for the last 8 months. My belief system as well as myself as an individual has changed for the greater good, one would say. I am enough, my experience. The moment I came there, Pastor Naomi asked if you would like to be said a prayer for. Please come to the front. Without a second thought, I ditched so graciously. Please bear in mind, I have attended many special services and I would always sit with such a heavy heart and never find the courage to make my way to the front. But not today, I thought. I have already told myself upon entering, this is the day that the Lord has made and I was meant to be here. As I was standing in front, a lady approached me and hugged me and started to pray for me. I have never encountered with a stranger that was praying for me but knew every word that was heavily laying on my heart. She even prayed for my daughter, and I knew in this moment she was sent by God. She prayed for my mental health, for my growth, for God to forgive me for the things I couldn't forgive myself for. I have never been so blessed in a room that it is also filled with so much pain. I took away so much. The next day, I immediately made contact with another female friend to encourage her. I start my day with a YouTube morning prayer, and today I realized I would never have made it through any of the struggles I went through without God. I have dealt with and still dealing with so many triggers and traumas, and at the conferences was one of the main topics. I kept saying to myself, thank you, Lord, you knew I had to be here. Pastor Naomi was reading Isaiah 54 verse 7. For a brief moment, I abandoned you. but with compassion I will bring you back, and this hit home again. Ecclesiastes tells us God is a God of timing. There's an appointed time for everything, and this was one of those moments. And I realized, just like Job knew, I know now more than ever, my Redeemer lives.
My God.
The conference also allowed me to make new connections with beautiful women and souls, and I see it as God placed them on my path and look forward to growing Christ with them. When anyone asks me how the conference was, I say the above and so much more. I even forget the added enjoyment of the hot spring and other activities, because I was so fulfilled by the word and the presence of the Lord more than anything. The couple's testimony given at the conference was so relatable as well. It made me relate to so many past traumas and triggers, to the point where I now see the role I played as well. I have so much to share, and my desire and prayer is that I will do so in due time, as my story has empowered so many in my daily life. The pain I felt in the room at the conference made me realize that there are so many women like me and need someone, anyone, to just turn back for them. I aspire to give my testimony at Women's Day conference one day to remind women, something I listened to, that God will put a season that will put you in a position to catch things, a new way of thinking, believing, receiving and giving, as he has done for me and is still doing. Being at the conference made me think of another message I read. It said, I'm going to put you in rooms and around people where you have no choice but to catch something. And being at the conference, I indeed caught so much of the above, so much perspective and sense of believing. Daily when I'm distracted, I tell myself, I love when God interrupts my thoughts and it reminds me that my battles is not mine but his. I look forward to the next and many more conferences and gatherings where I can feel fulfilled and fed. Thanking Pastor Naomi for the beautiful way of delivering the word on the day, as well as again I could relate to her in so many ways, and I pray that if I seek a life partner or any relationships with friends and family, I seek first the kingdom of God. I walked away from the conference and told myself, this day forward I will use my triggers as a weapon and no longer let it define who I am, my relationship with Christ and everyone that is placed on my path. I pray daily for my light to continue to shine, and thanking God for the continuous answered prayers and for never failing me when a man did. I pray I get to share more someday soon, as I know God had a purpose with my life before anyone else had an opinion. Thank you.
This is God.
Wow.
Colin, this is God.
Wow.
And I listened to this and I'm sitting here listening to this as a third person listening in.
Mm.
And all I can say is, every challenge, every obstacle that we faced in that 24 hours prior to the conference,
wow,
it was worth it. And so to Lady NP, well done. And I so look forward to having you as one of the speakers at one of the events that we will have. Our next one is Coffee and Conversation, where we're just going to come back and give God glory with our testimonies. There's a scripture, and I'm going to say it in Afrikaans, die woord van die Here is in Afrikaans, 'n ware getuienis red lewens. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, I just want to bless you with a song. And directly after this, we're going to have Lady Fadwa just share her testimony very briefly of what this conference also meant in her life. So take a listen to this song. I'll be back now. It was such a pleasure meeting you last week. How long have you been listening to CCFM?
I think it's now over 14 years.
Wow.
In my car, at the office, my radio is only on CCFM.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And so our paths crossed when you decided to sign up for the I Am Enough conference. So I'm so excited that you can share your journey with us in about 7 to 10 minutes tonight. So thank you for coming on the I Am Enough conference.
Thank you, Pastor. It was such a blessing just to come on the conference, just being there with all the woman, and yeah, I really enjoyed myself.
I am so glad. Which area did you come from? Because I know we operated in different areas and buses.
Yes.
Which one did you come from?
I came from the Blackies area. From East River, and yeah.
Yes, wonderful. Wonderful. So before we talk about how the conference impacted your life, you came after the conference and you spoke to me on the topic. Our topic was healing the triggers of the past. But instead of these triggers hurting us, and instead of these triggers depressing us and doing all sorts of negative things, we spoke and ministered on using these triggers as a weapon to defeat Satan and his demonic forces. And you came to me and you said, I was physically harmed by the trigger of a weapon. Do you want to just pick up from there and tell us what happened in your life?
Yes, boss, Naomi. When you mentioned, you put up your hand and you said the trigger that was meant to kill you, and it just hit something in my heart. It was 2029, the 25th of January. I was working as a reservist for South African Police Service, and me and my colleague were working night shift. And we were patrolling, and there was this group of guys in the road, and we stopped. We wanted to search him. And as we got out of the van, they just started shooting us. And I only felt a bang against my head, and I was out. The next moment when I got to it, my colleague was lying on the ground. He was shot. I could only saw blood. I knew I was shot, but I didn't know where I was shot. And I went to, I took the phone, cell phone, and I found the police station. I went opposite the road, and I go in, and I went to ask for help. And this lady came out with a white towel. And she said, keep the towel in your face because it's bleeding. And she said, I must go sit inside. And as I went to go sit, I said, no, I'm going to pass out. And I went to go stand against the wall. And I just saw the blood running. But I didn't know at that time where I was shot. And I went to go sit on the pavement. I found my sister. That time I was staying by my sister. Passed to the skulls, and her husband passed in the wearing skulls. And I found her, I told her, Titi, I'm shot, but I'm okay. And the ambulance came in the ambulance, me and the ambulance guy was still making jokes. He asked me if he was shot here down because it's wet. I said, no. He said, oh, you probably peed. And I'm like, sorry, sorry. And he said, no, it's fine. And when I was got by the hospital, the blood just came running out of my mouth and I was out. 3 weeks after that, when I got out of the coma, the first thing that I saw was a doctor, and the doctor said to me, it's a miracle that you are alive. I got shot 3 times, one through my hand, my right hand, one through my right shoulder, and through my face, and the bullet came at the back of my head.
Oh, my gosh.
The doctor said the bullet, as it went out of my head, my main artery go to my brain.
Gosh.
Was off. Die slag haar in Afrikaans. I say, I should have been dead. I wouldn't be alive. They told my parents, and I was still in a coma, there's one or two things. She's going to make it, or she's going to be paralyzed for the rest of her life. She won't be able to do anything for herself. And God is so good.
Oh,
God is amazing. I was in hospital for a long time. I went through operations, and I'm so thankful. I can say now, when I saw my sister, then I believe they somehow went in prayer that time.
Sure.
And the doctor told me, because of my wounds on my body, it showed that I fought back with him. But I can't remember a thing about that. Up until today, that part is just out of my memory.
Mm.
And I believe that was God stepping in that time for me. In that moment, God stepped in.
Yes.
And you know, and God is just amazing. It's been a journey. I've been through almost 30 operations. I'm now disabled. My right side of my face is now disabled. And I've been struggling with this. I'm not enough. I'm not worth it. No one loves me. No one cares. But when I heard on the radio that I'm enough conference, I said, I'm going to go because I want to feel loved. And it's just that God helped me go on it. And I said, if I have to go alone, I'll go. And I also wanted to take my mom, but I said, no, I'm going to go alone because this is meant for me.
Wow.
And when I was there, I experienced God telling me, you are enough.
Yes.
No matter what, no one said you are enough. And when I got home after operation, I think 3 months after I was in hospital when I got home, I wanted to commit suicide because no one was there for me. I remember I was laying in bed and I got all the medication they sent with me home. And I started to drink the medication and I drank. And just like a voice came to me, wanting to catch you and find you like this in your pajamas and wash. And I went to go shower. And as I got out of the shower, I just went to go sleep. And I woke up the next morning and I was fine. And it wasn't easy. It's still not easy up until today. But God is good. God has kept me through.
Yes.
Yes, more than you. I'm so in love with God. I said, Lord, you gave my life back to me. What can I do to you, do for you? And I went to go study social work. And in year 2021, I passed.
Well
I graduated
done.
My honors
well
in social
done.
Work. I'm now a registered social worker.
Praise
and
God
is good, really. God is amazing. He is amazing. He's just amazing.
That is amazing, Lady Fadwa. Well done. Well done to you. And you're so right. We serve a good, good Father. And I want to remind you of how beautiful you are, how perfect you are. I met you on Saturday and I listened to how you were speaking. But when I hear you tonight, you speak so clear. You have this thing on your face, but that doesn't define who you are. And I want to remind you tonight of the word of God in Psalms 139 from verse 14 to 16. This is the King James Version. It says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows very well. And I want to remind you that you have been made in the image of God. And if God is perfect, then just know this, that you were created in his image. And Satan tried to tarnish God's reflection in you. He tried to take you out. He tried to distort the truth. But he couldn't get it right. And look at what you've done. Instead of going to lie down in depression, which you nearly did, but then God just reminded you through a conference called hashtag I'm enough that you are enough. And so from my heart to yours, well done. And well done on your qualification, your honors in social work. I take courage by that. Do you have any last few words of encouragement or shout out that you want to send to someone?
I just would like to encourage someone out there. The scripture that God gave me one afternoon as I came home from work, I had to go down the subway and then there was this guy selling fruit and so, and as I got through there, he told me, yo, what am I going to do? And that was just like a stab in my heart. I was crying oil. And like God just told me, go to this box. And I went and I opened it. And on this piece of paper, there was a written, First Psalm 16, verse 7. we God told Samuel, mense kyk na die voorkom, maar ek kyk nie na dit is voor, ek kyk na die hart. And that was just like God telling me, it's fine. I don't see what men see. I look at the heart. Right. I look more deeper. So I want to encourage each and everyone. Stay by God. Keep on and don't let Satan rob you of what God has in store for you. And I would like to send out a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Noelle Scholes, and my sister was with me. Every operation she was with me. She stood by me. It was not one operation that she didn't stood by me. I want to tell her I love her very much.
Beautiful.
And yeah, thank you so much, boss and Naomi.
Well done. And this next song I want to dedicate to you, beautiful lady Padua.
Hey there.
Lady Chantal, how are you?
Good evening, boss and Naomi. I'm good. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Chantal Arendse. I'm married with three boys. Fabio, Sterling, Lincoln. I'm from Bontville. I used to be a member of the AFM congregation in Bontville. I was saved and became a child of God 4 years ago. Ek kom daar van Pastor Sam en Lady Zelda Afrikaner. Ek kom van hulle kant af.
Okay. Yes, so wonderful. And it's all glory to God for people that have sown into your life. And we just want to take a moment to acknowledge the couple that you just mentioned and also the church that you just mentioned. Praise yeah. God. So how did you come to know about the I Am Enough Women's Conference?
I got to know about the conference through the media, listening to the radio presenter and Pastor Naomi Klassen. And your inspiring message convinced me to attend the conference.
Praise God. I'm so happy to hear. But what stood out for you for the day? And what do you want to encourage other women who might feel that they are not enough? We just listened to Lady Fadwa's testimony. What stood out for you and what do you want to tell another woman tonight?
What stood out for me, it was the trip or the outing. I wanted to experience the presence of God amongst more than 100 ladies. Dis julle weet waar daar klomp vrouens by mekaar kom as 'n ander saak vir dis 'n ander saak vir 'n ander dag. And I would like to encourage other ladies. I don't know where to start because God has done so much for me. I decided 4 years ago to give up my job to start my own small business. And I thought I would not succeed because of what people said, that I wouldn't make it in the business world. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Everything is possible with God. If God is for us, who can be against us? Sure. And just a small testimony. I didn't know which one to take, but I'll give you a short testimony of where I'm working now. I'm working in Camps Bay. I'm working at the Tidal Pool. And I'm left there with a team. And one of the ladies that came to work there, one day came, her name is also Chantal, and she's on the road, you know, she's on drugs. She's I'll say she's one of the vagrants. This also means I'll say a bergie, you know. Mm. But she reached out and she wanted to work. And when she came there, the staff didn't want to sit with her and they didn't want to use the cup that she's using. And for one moment, I just sat there and I said, God, please. I don't know, guide me because this is something else. And then she went for a walk, and then I called him and I told him, listen, We should uplift this lady. We should lift her up. Don't kick someone while she's laying. And they looked at me and I said, did you read the Bible about the rich man and the poor man? And I told him, the poor man asked for the breadcrumbs and the rich man didn't want to give it. So let's lift the lady up. Let's help the lady. Let's encourage the lady. And they looked at me and I don't know, that some of them turned their backs. And then the evening when I got home, I prayed and I spoke to God. And the Holy Spirit showed me that I should take her to one of the rocks there in Camus Bay. And I must pray for her. And I did that the next morning. And when the lady told me to go on Facebook, she was someone totally different. She was married to a German guy. She traveled the world. She went to places. She was, and the words before I prayed for her, I told her, you're so beautiful. And she looked at me and I said, yes, you're beautiful, you're pretty. And she said, thank you. And I prayed for her. And when I went back to them, I told them, you know what? Just go on Facebook. I'm not going to say anything. Just go on Facebook and see who that lady is. And they almost fell on their backs. The next day, the lady didn't come back. And, I told them, you know what? God comes in different forms.
Wow.
You guys must be careful.
Oh, my word.
My encouragement out there is, ladies, let us not talk about each other.
Yes.
Let's lift each other up. Let's encourage each other. Let's pray for each other.
Yes.
That's my encouragement
Wonderful.
To the ladies this morning, this evening.
How precious and how appropriate that is. Mm. Thank you so much. Again, thank you for your obedience, Lady Chantal. Thank you for your yes. And because of this, I mean, I know many lives were changed and encouraged. So thank you. Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. And I really look forward to seeing you again in the very near future.
Of course. And I want to encourage the ladies that we were 184 ladies this year, 2024. I hope that amount's going to double next year.
Yes.
Yes, it must be bigger.
Yes, we're going bigger. Yeah. Amen. Bless you and have an awesome evening. Bye
you too, Father. Bye.
How wonderful is that? Oh my gosh. God be praised. And then lastly, in the studio tonight, I have the Hibna couple again, and they are going to just be a blessing. You two, good evening. Listen to me now. I just want to go right in. Eh? Good evening.
Evening, Pastor Naomi.
How are the two of you?
Good. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. When I see you, my heart is excited. Earlier on, so many people who was at the conference just wrote in. This one person says, good evening, Pastor N. Hope you're blessed. Hope you're well. I would certainly like to attend the conference. Changed my life in a big way. To God be the glory. Lots of hugs. Though the person, sorry, was there. Because earlier on, I saw another message where she said, the Hibnas, I'm trying to find it now. Yeah. Good evening, the Hibna couple. Thank you for sharing your journey. You had me in tears, she said.
Wow.
All glory to God. Lady Charlene said, my God, I thank you. Confirmation of what I needed to hear tonight. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And she also said, Lady NP, wow, tears rolling down my face as I'm listening to your testimony. Due to your obedience to attend the conference when the invite came, now more lives will be changed through the word of your testimony. Praise be to God. And the reason why I'm reading that is because she shared her testimony tonight. You shared your testimony a few months ago when we just announced the conference. And then on Saturday, the two of you overcame so many obstacles and you sat on that platform. and you opened up yourselves. You made yourselves vulnerable in front of other people to share your life journey. And I don't know if you know the impact that you made. But I want to say thank you. So many people came to me personally afterwards and said thank you for including you on the program. How do you feel about all of this, man?
Yeah, it was something else. I was... I had something in my throat since it started,
oh my gosh.
And I wanted to burst out in tears because
sure.
I forgot something at home I wanted to bring with was a picture of my mother and my grandmother because they died and not knowing, I didn't know if they died with it on their heart that
sure.
they were enough. So that was also something that was also heavily on my heart. But I'm sure that them being in heaven is more than enough.
Amen, yeah. Amen. You both did so well. How did you feel, Lady Carlin, after that, I don't even know what to call the journey that the two of you been on. And I pray to God that more opportunities will be created and loosened because your testimony needs to be heard more.
I think for me, I must say leading up to, and I think I said it to you just before, but leading up to the conference, I had to go into a couple of days of prayer and fasting because I said to you that sharing my testimony meant that I had to go back there. I had to relive all of those experiences. I had to relive not the physical but the mental side of it. So all of the abuse I had to endure, all of our journey together apart and everything we had to do afterwards, the damage control, all of that, you know, you have to think about it and you have to, we kind of had to be selective about what we shared so that we could give people a holistic view but not be too raw, because sometimes it is too much.
Yeah.
But I think we summed it up well, and to
you
hear
did.
Women come to you afterwards. Somebody in their 60s came to me and said she was inspired, and I thought, how is it that somebody that's so much further along, maybe double my age, comes to tell me that she's inspired? If she had known years ago what we share today, she might not have made the decisions she made in the past. So it just, you know, sitting on that stage gave me such clarity about where God wants us to go, and you giving us that opportunity, God providing that opportunity for us, has been nothing short of amazing, but I must say challenging as well. And if I can share, you know, we reached a point where I said on Sunday, it was so healing. It was just another piece of the puzzle that it was so healing for us as a couple and as a family to just step into something like that where you are healing other people.
Oh my God.
But the challenge with that is also that, you know, the devil will fight it. Because this is, if I see the impact on all of those women's lives and I see the things that came out of it, the people that stopped us, we could hardly even have our brunch because so many people wanted to say something, and all the tears in the audience, it was so overwhelming. The Saturday night as we drove home, my tears just ran because I thought to myself, God really proved to me that all of the suffering that we had to endure was worth it. And even this week, we were faced with such a challenge, and even today in coming year, but God still, that lady's testimony, the very first testimony, was an answer to all the questions I had today. And what a God we serve,
what
to know that He sees you like that. So I'll say again what I said the last time, God absolutely can do anything.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
There were two profound moments when you both shared something that you said, Gareth, and something that you said, Carlin. There was two profound moments, and you shared a powerful testimony. testimony. It was, like you said, it was raw, but raw enough to still keep both of your dignity intact. But there was two moments. The one moment was when Gareth said, "Were you?" Oh my gosh, it was so profound, and I wanted to cry at that time when you mentioned the following, and I'm not going to verbatim say what you said, but it was something along these lines, where you said, "Women, none of you should be treated in that particular way." And you almost stood in the gap and apologized to women for what men, some men, have put them through. And that for me, and as I was turning my gaze away from you, I looked at the audience and I saw tears. Because some women in that room were facing the very thing that your wife faced those years. Sure. The very thing that you and her have been healed of, they were facing on that day, in that moment. And you came and you apologized. That for me was one of those wow moments. And I want to say to you publicly, thank you.
Pleasure.
You have done so well.
Thank you.
What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, I guess that with me saying it in that context, that women needs to step out. And this is just what I see and what I feel. The compassion I have for women now is... obviously for my wife firstly, that I knew what I've put her through. And I don't think that any woman deserves to be put through that. If you really respect a woman the way you respect your mother,
come on.
If a man can do that, we'll have a better nation and a better world. So I'm just in awe of women in general in terms of the suffering they already go through on a day-to-day. You know, they get their month-to-month and they carry us for 9 months. They go through birth. So for me to respect that is already a gift on its own. If men can only have that type of wisdom. And I think if you're obedient to God's word, and you're obedient to his heart, you'll definitely have that as your first priority when you're in a relationship with with someone. If you can respect your wife the way you will respect your mother, that will be the key to your relationship.
Isn't
also.
Isn't that just powerful? And you didn't start out there. Well, you started out there and then it will all went southward. But then God in his infinite wisdom saved your soul. Amen. And look at you now. Well done.
Thank you.
And then there was a moment, Carlin, that you mentioned something and you said, go after that one. Don't let that one. You said it in such a way that you spoke with so much confidence. You said, don't give up. You go after that one. And I think you mentioned it in the context of go after your husband. And with that, someone came to us afterwards and said, one of the ladies that's in our church group that's on this conference today said that if this conference happened 2 weeks earlier, maybe she would not have divorced her husband because literally 2 weeks ago she divorced. And so there are so many people who are facing stuff on a daily basis. But in the last few minutes, I know that you are facing one of the biggest challenges that you currently as a couple, now that you are on one page, doing the work of God. But I want to ask you both in the 10 minutes that we have, or let's say 8 minutes that we have, I want each of you to just speak a word of encouragement into the lives of people. Please.
You know, the one thing I thought of just now, as I went through this day, because after, like I said, I felt like it was another piece to our puzzle this week in past, that, You know, God has put us in such a place where we are able to provide hope for other people.
Sure.
Where we are able to do the work of God together. And that for me was everything. Mm. I thought it was everything. Sure. And then this week, we were hit with something so totally different. And I thought, God, how am I here? Sure. I'm doing the work of God. Mm. But this was a question I had before. Because we were saved, and when Gareth was doing all these things, I thought, how am I here? But I'm doing all of this work for you. I'm doing all of these things, and you are allowing me to go through this. But this afternoon, I was reminded of what our prophet said last night. He said, if you love God, none of these things will matter.
Sure.
So when I was initially, when I first had to ask that question with Gareth, nobody told me that. I just knew it in my spirit. Because like I said at the conference, I had so many people approach me. So many people saying, I will give you a different life, a better life.
Sure.
I will take you out of this. But I knew that only God's opinion in this mattered. And God told me to stick it out.
Sure.
And last night when our prophet reminded us, if you love God, you will stand. If nothing else matters, if you love God, because above all else, if you trust Him, He will come through for you.
Amen.
So I would like to encourage someone tonight, even in my situation, in our situation. And I mean, you don't ask for these things. And it's so, like I said, it was so unprovoked that we are facing this, but the devil is a liar. Because if you love God, you will stand for Jesus. If you love God, you will show up. You will show up. You will turn back for that person. You will, besides the things that you are going through, you will make it your duty to serve others and to serve God and to turn back for those you know are in need. So I would like to encourage someone tonight, above all else, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else will follow.
Yes.
And the same way I'm encouraging you out there, I'm encouraging us, my husband, my little family. We will seek the kingdom of God, and we will continue to pursue it until God comes through for us.
Amen.
Until He says otherwise, we will continue to do that.
Amen.
Thank you.
How powerful is that? Man of God.
Amen, amen, amen. That was brought goosebumps to me. So, this week was probably very, very tough for me and my wife. And I had a lot of alone time also, and had flashbacks of certain things. And I thought to myself, God, is this really what I'm going through now? We spoke about this years ago. We were warned about this years ago.
Sure.
But am I really in this situation? And God just reminded me again that the people He's surrounding me with now, the edge of fire that's around them, His presence, His angels, His covering is more than enough for me.
Sure.
And I'm so at peace. I never thought I'll be at this peace. It's like, I think it's Manasseh, where God showed me that today, that I'm on an island resting.
Sure.
And I'm at peace. And I'm strong enough to be at peace.
Mm.
Because the devil thought that me and my wife's going to be shaken. We're going to fall. We're going to have a disturbance within our lives again. But God is God.
Mm.
He sits on the throne. He's consistent.
Mm.
And I'm just so blessed to be in His anointing and be a follower of Him. And I just want to encourage the females and the men and the couples, if you're single or married or going through something, remember that God will always answer. You just need to open your mouth and you just need to ask Him for help. Like he came through for me and my family, he will definitely come through for you. Just go on your knees, be sincere, and on his time he will come through. So I just want to bless you. And the same help that God used in my relationship with my wife and my kids, I pray that over your lives tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus' name. Listen to this one. Wow, Carlin and Gareth, I was so encouraged tonight. May God bless you and use you more and more. And this is just how life is. You do great exploits. You are sold out. I can say a lot about that. I've served God all my life, and then you hit in areas where it hurts the most. And so my prayer this whole day, this whole time, was just, Father God, your sweet supernatural peace.
Amen.
To be your portion. And I leave you with that. Oh my gosh, we're at the end of the program. What an amazing program. What amazing testimonies. I really hope and pray that you were touched by the stories of these real life women. So oftentimes we think that these stories only exist in movies or in books, but these are women who have overcome various obstacles, and I'm so proud of them. And so yes, it's time for me to say goodbye, but before I do, if you are attending the Jesus Collective album launch tonight at the Grand West Arena, I'm one of the official hosts, so please do come and say hi. I would love to say hi to you and just meet you. But next week, the episode is called Hold Your Crown. That's the Harvest Table. Hold Your Crown, the importance of a sisterhood. Zanelia will be with you next week. So from my heart to yours, have an amazing rest of your Saturday, and God bless.